Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are a bit in our backyard. We're visiting with Randy Schultz and he's in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Good morning to you, Randy.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good and I know you're doing well out there in New Mexico.
You know, it's actually cool and crisp and gorgeous right
now. All right. That sounds good. Let's talk about gifts. Christmas is coming, and I know people are just going nuts shopping, I think, already. You know, that's the Thanksgiving season is shopping season. And some people shop in town, some people shop out of town, some people shop online. And you have suggestions whether you're a gardener or not, correct?
Right.
Yes.
Correct.
So where shall we start?
All right. So I put together a list of the best holiday gifts for home and garden.
All right.
We'll start with the smallest dollar amount. Okay, everybody's looking for stocking stuffers that are just a few bucks, right? I think the coolest stocking stuffer under $5 this year is a new little invention called a tape-ease rubber grip. It fits over the metal end clap of the tape measure.
Huh.
Standard tape measure, right? The little clasp.
Yeah, yeah. That when you try to measure by yourself, you can't do it because it always slips off the end there.
That's exactly right. So this little device clips right on the end of that tape measure, has a rubber surface and a much larger kind of gripping surface. Now one person can measure anything. You know, it doesn't matter how long, doesn't matter what it's made out of, and the tape measure won't slip off. I just think that's the coolest thing. And that's called the Tape-Ease Rubber Grip, and it's at Home Depot stores, hardware stores, and online at tape-ease.com.
All right. Sounds like something that, maybe carpenters don't need it as much because they've been doing this for years. But for me, my little homeowner who doesn't use a tape measure very often and gets frustrated when I do, hey, what a great stocking stuffer.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anybody who's ever had to measure something alone will appreciate that.
Okay. And again, the name of that is?
It's called the Tape-Ease Rubber Grip.
All right. Very good. Okay. Moving on.
All right. My choice for the best gift for wet weather is a pair of rain and garden shoes from Sloggers. These are fun shoes. They come in a lot of different colors and patterns. They're basically indestructible, and they can handle all kinds of wet weather, snow, whatever. Whatever you throw at it. It's basically a rubber sole with a top that's sort of a plasticized thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get it dirty, you can literally just hose this thing off. So your shoes, you just slip into them, you go out to the garden, you come back, you slip them off. My pair of Sloggers sits by my back door because I'm in and out of them all the time.
I was going to say, mine are still sitting there. I haven't put them away, and I've put them on several times here because, you know, first it was cold, then it rained, now it snowed, and, you know, I have to walk out to the mailbox, whatever, and, yeah, they're right there. Great.
I love that. And you, there's no clasp. There's
yep.
no ties. Your feet just slide in.
Slide in.
And Sloggers has a whole bunch of really cool, bright colored patterns. You can go basic brown and basic gray and stuff like that. But my favorite pair is a turquoise pair with
Ooh.
Pansies all over
Ooh.
It. You know, you wear those. You can wear these running errands to the store. You wear these shoes, and people are going to comment on them.
Do a little
That's
dance
cool.
in the rain. I don't. All right, and how do we get Sloggers?
Sloggers are available at most garden stores. They sell for about $35, and if you can't find them at a local store, you can go to sloggers.com.
Okay. All right. Sounds like fun. Okay. What else?
All right. I think a lot of folks that garden are also chefs.
Yes.
They're avid amateur chefs.
And I want to just mention, because I'm into farmers markets so much, and we just had an indoor farmers market. If you're not the gardener, you can buy good food from somebody who loves gardening.
Absolutely. That's always a good idea. Support the local farmers.
You bet.
But if you want to do something at home and grow something that will enable you not only to feel like a gardener but a chef, my choice is the Meyer Lemon Tree Gift Set from Nature Hills Nursery. It comes with a little Meyer lemon tree, and a Meyer lemon tree is a great little tree to grow in a container. Doesn't matter what your climate is. You just bring it out in the summer and let it grow outside, and then you bring it indoors when it's cold, like now. And a Meyer lemon is a little sweeter than a normal lemon because it's actually a cross between a lemon and a mandarin orange.
Oh.
So you get the lemon flavor, but it's not so tart and so overpowering.
And
so it's great for lemonade. It's great as a garnish for food.
And I see that Meyer lemon called for in recipes sometimes, and I'm going, I don't know where I can get a Meyer lemon. Now I could grow one on my own.
Absolutely. It's a tough thing to find in a store.
Yes.
So grow it yourself with this little kit, and it comes with a tree. It comes with the organic fertilizer. It comes with a lemon squeezer and a cool little fruit knife. So it's like everything you need.
All right. That sounds kind of fun. And so how do we get that?
That Meyer Lemon gift tree set sells for $99 from naturehills.com. And they will ship it anywhere in the U.S. except for Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay. And if we don't remember that, Meyer is M-E-Y-E-R, correct?
M-E-Y-E-R.
So we could search for that on the computer and find that also, I'm sure. If you especially said Meyer Lemon gift set, I'm guessing you'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, Randy, I think you've got some suggestions for the people who aren't gardeners. And maybe we're looking for a gift that we give as, you know, a hostess gift. We're going to go visit somebody. We'd like to take a gift. Do you have some suggestions for that?
Absolutely. You know, not everybody's a gardener, but most people can grow a houseplant. Okay, so I think an amaryllis bulb is a great hostess gift. And if you can find that, you know, we all know what they look like, I think. And even if you don't know it by name, you know, you see a picture of a
big
red flower. That's an amaryllis bulb, but there are also some exotic versions. There's one called Papilio that actually has a blossom that's more like an orchid, and that's a real stunning gift because everybody appreciates, you know, something blooming during the holidays.
So can we buy the bulb or do we buy the plant already blooming?
Well, typically, unless you're going to a flower store or a specialty store, typically what you're going to see is the bulb.
Okay.
And a lot of times they're pre-planted in a nice little pot.
Okay.
And then you just water it, and it starts growing.
It's a miracle. Plants are miracles. Yeah.
Well, you know, bulbs are like buried treasure, you know, when you plant bulbs in the ground, because it doesn't need anything from you other than water. It's got all the energy it needs to grow. So an amaryllis bulb is basically just waiting to explode in growth and blossom. It's a great gift, and it's great just to have on your own counter during the winter time when you don't get a lot of color.
And it's going to last for a while. It may be a Christmas gift, but you're going to be enjoying that for several months.
Absolutely. And just as a small aside, any kind of gift of holiday decor, you know those little tabletop Christmas trees that you see at nurseries and online, that's a great little gift to bring as a party gift, too. And for, you know, an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent who you just don't know what to get them, everybody appreciates an extra splash of holiday color.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Uh-huh. And I, Chris, maybe this is the gardener in me, I always appreciate something that's living. We have lots of dried, we have lots of artificial and so on, but to have something that's actually living is kind of special.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I think everybody appreciates that. Even if you think you've got a brown thumb, you can grow most of these gift plants.
People say, oh, I overwater them, I forget to water them. I don't know, mark it on your calendar or something. Putting on a little water shouldn't be a big task, but sometimes
not that big a deal.
And I say put it on the calendar. Now they could put it on their iPhone or their iPad or whatever this is. Remind to water me.
Absolutely. Yeah, your phone will make a little ding sound and tell you to water.
Yes, excellent. Randy, tell me just in a little short thing, how you find out all this information. As the person who's doing this, how do you find all this out?
Well, you know, one of my jobs is to promote and support companies that have cool products. So I've focused on home and garden products for more than 20 years now. So we started a website, and the address for that is homegardenandhomestead.com, and we're always on the lookout for cool products. Anything that's, you know, new or different or innovative, So if you go to homegardenandhomestead.com, on the left side column, you'll see a bunch of categories. There's everything from gifts to birds and birding and tools and accessories. Click through that, and you'll find all kinds of cool stuff.
All right.
And then all these little stories have links back to the company so that you can actually buy the product if you want to.
All right, great. We want to thank you very much, Randy Schultz, for visiting with us this morning, and hope you have a good Thanksgiving day.
Well, thank you. You too.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Life, it is about the gift, not the package it comes in.